verse 11. Pardon me, I didn't tell them what verse. My bad. Isaiah 54 and 11. We'll start again. Get on the right foot here. Amen. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created a smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read in Isaiah, if you want to back up there, the 43rd chapter, verse number 1 and 2. Amen. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. We'll read. Go ahead and read these scriptures. Amen. You will read. They'll read very similar to what we have read. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Would you pray with us? Father, I thank you this morning for the glorious promises of the Word of God, sir, that you have wrought, that you have set aside for your children, for your servants, Lord. This morning I thank you that you have been thoughtful, that you have remembered us, sir, and that you have known our weaknesses and our frailties, and you know, sir, what we need, when we need it, how much we need, where are we going to need it at, when we're going to need it at, sir, and you've made it available unto us, and you set it apart and set it aside for such a time as in need. May you minister, Lord. May we walk with you. May we remember, God, the heritage that you have given us, and may in remembering that, we may with all boldness, sir, and may we with courage fight the good fight of faith, take a hold of you, and walk in this world and overcome the enemy and make heaven our home in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I've never been told what I read to you, amen, by anybody I ever worked for, including the United States Air Force. Amen. They never told me these things, but God's, amen, has given some great, amen, promises and heritage to His children. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that was Old Testament there to the children of Israel. Well, I read in my Bible that God said He had no respect of person. Amen. That means no respect of generation. It don't matter where we come from, what year it is. Amen. How old we are, how young we are. Amen. Where we've been, where we was born on this globe. Amen. God's, amen, has the same promises to every child of God. Amen. Thank God that He does. Amen. I want to just for a little while look at the heritage. Amen. Of the servants of the Lord. Amen. First of all, we'll define what the word heritage is. Amen. Was simply, amen, the definition, that which is allotted. That which is allotted. Amen. God has allotted that to you and I. Amen. Now listen, I want us to understand something. Amen. There is a God that has allotted that heritage, and there is a thief and an enemy that comes to steal that heritage, or he comes to inhibit, amen, the recipient or the receiving of that heritage if he can do that. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joel? He comes with doubt. He comes with unbelief. He comes with all of these things and telling us that you really don't believe that, do you? Amen. Look at your life. Have you ever experienced any of these things? Come on with Brother Joe. The devil comes to try to head off, amen, the heritage of God from ever arriving in our life. Amen. Come on. He's a thief. I'm a robber. Amen. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. Jesus teaching very clearly in the book of John said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. But he said, but I am come. Amen. Thank God he's come. Amen. That you might have life, and having it that you might have it more abundantly. My. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think we ought to have abundant life. Amen. Oftentimes God deals with me, amen, about that very same thing. Amen. If you want it, you can have it. Amen. Go, come on with me. Amen. Listen, that's God's allotted those things. That doesn't mean, come on with Brother Joe, amen, that if you and I allow the enemy, amen, to convince us of things, that the enemy will steal what God has given us. Amen. God blessed the crops, amen, of the children of Israel, amen, because of their unbelief, though the enemy would come in and steal what God had blessed them with. Amen. Come on. God, amen. Listen, God don't want that. Amen. I recall I was reading, amen, Brother David, you were sharing some stories from his past, and amen, about the old brother he first went to the Philippines with, and how that he whipped a guy on the sidewalk, amen, and said, look here, it's God's money I'm carrying, and said, if I let him rob God's money, God's going to have a problem with me. Amen. What's he doing? Amen. He's protecting the heritage, amen, that he's been given. Amen. It's once, listen, amen, I'm telling you, if you want to have something from God, amen, you're going to have to do what everybody else has had to do to have it. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Now, in the time of, amen, I'm telling you, when it got time to rebuild the wall, amen, in Nehemiah's day, they had, in order to have what God had for them, they had to work with a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Amen. Come on, if you're going to have something from God, you're going to have to fight a good fight. You're going to have to, God's not withholding it. Amen. The enemy's come to get it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He's robbed many people of a lot of things that they could have had in God, but they allowed the devil, amen, to cause them to let down, amen, to set down and to back up, amen, and the enemy come in and stole what they could have had. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want what God's got. Amen. There's been a lot of people turn back on God because they didn't believe what God said in His Word. Amen. But where we see that God, people believed, they found these heritages of God to be real. Amen. Hallelujah. I can go no further, amen, back than Joshua and Caleb. When they went out to spy out the land, they believed what God said. Amen. God said, wherever you put the sole of your foot, amen, God said, I'll give it to you. Amen. And so they believed God. Amen. I can tell you that's why in the end, amen, they inherited what God said He's going to give them. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. If you and I will believe God, amen, if we'll walk with God, we'll fight that devil, won't believe what he says, amen, put him behind us, amen, we too can have what God said, amen, was the heritage of the saints of God. Amen. Ain't going to happen otherwise. Amen. I want us to see, amen, what God, I want to look back here in this passage of Scripture, amen, and what God said, if you're going to walk in this world, you're going to walk for God, you're going to be afflicted, you're going to be tossed, amen, the winds are going to blow, the waves are going to come, amen, come on, the seas of life are going to get rough, amen, believe you me, we're living in a storm-tossed seas, amen, God has an option. Amen. He'll do whatever he wants. He can calm the sea or he can calm us. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, but if we get to looking too much at the sea, amen, rather than the God that sits in charge of it, amen, then we're going to go down just like Peter did. Amen. But if we lift up our eyes above the storm-tossed seas, amen, and see that God still sits on heaven's throne and He still rules and reigns, amen, then, amen, we can have that peace of God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I like that. My girls have a movie that we used to watch years ago. Every now and then I like to watch it. Amen. It's simply titled, Come What May. Amen. It's simply the theme of that movie is doing what is right. Come whatever comes, whatever situation arises, just do the will of God. Do what is right. Amen. Come on, if you want God to bless you, amen, if you want to feel, know what it feels like to walk on the devil's head, amen, you do that. Just do what's right, no matter what the threats are. Amen. No matter what the world's saying to you, or no matter what even maybe some of your Christian friends are saying, you just do what is right. Amen. Glory to God. And God, amen, will allow you, amen, to experience, amen, His heritage. Glory. Woo! I don't know about you. Amen. I want to tell you, God's people have believed God. They slept only in lion's dens. Amen. They walked through burning fire furnaces and had, amen, fellowship meetings with Jesus. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And the devil couldn't do a thing about it. Amen. I can tell you they walked on storm-tossed seas above them. Amen to God. And I can tell you, God's not a liar. He's not a man that He should lie, or a son of man that He should repent. Amen. He's God. His words are truth and verity. Amen. And you and I believe God. I can tell you, we can walk with God. We can walk where angels fear to trod. Amen. We can walk. Amen. When nobody says you can make it, amen, you can walk and have the victory. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, you walk and have the victory. Amen. It don't matter what the devil said. Woo. Amen. If you get to listen too much at old Slewfoot, amen, he'll have you where you won't get anything from God. Amen. Listen, I'd much rather be them two, amen, and the children of Israel than them ten. Amen. And all of them that went along with them, give me the part with the other two. Yes, they may not have been popular with that crowd. Come on, amen. But I can tell you what, they're popular with God. Amen. Come on. And when God got finished with that business, look who had the possessions. Amen. Look who had the victory. Amen. Look who could. Amen. He that laughs the loudest. That old saying goes. Amen. Look who could laugh when it's all over. My, amen, I'm telling you, amen, listen, every time I get on that word laugh, I can't help but go back to that story, amen, where Sarai, amen, has heard, amen, the voice, amen, of that, amen, the Lord talking with Abram, amen, my, and he said, when he said she's going to have a child, and she laughed about it, amen, well, she said, my, she's laughing because of how preposterous she thinks it probably is, amen, that a woman in her condition is going to produce a child. Come on. And a man as old as Abraham. Come on. She, listen. And he said, he charged her. Why did you laugh? She said, I didn't laugh. He said, thou didst laugh. Amen. And so, when little Isaac is born, amen, well, the child is born, brother, they called him Isaac. Amen. What is Isaac? It's basically translated laughter. Amen. God laughs at impossibility. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we're not careful, we cringe at it. God laughs at it. Oh, hallelujah. I was preaching on the street with Brother Herman Kitt many years ago in what used to be Kmart parking lot. Kmart's not even there anymore. Gone. Amen. But as I was preaching, a car rolls up, amen, to my right, an older model car. Amen. And all of a sudden, that car backs down that drive. Amen. And wheels in there, and wheels up in front of me. And I said, well, to myself, while I'm preaching, I reckon I'm fixing to tote another cussing. Amen. That'll be all right. Amen. I looked over in that car, and there's an old man. Amen. I found out later he's in his 70s. Amen. And I got to look at him while I was preaching, wiping the sweat down where I could see him. Amen. He's a weeping profusely. Amen. Just a bowl. He's just a squalling. Amen to God. I stopped preaching, walked over there where he was, and he said, he almost backed over two or three cars. They even caused a calamity down there. Amen. That wasn't going to be as bad as the one fixing to happen. Amen. Listen. Amen. Walked over where he was. He said, I'm backslider. amen, said, my wife's in the nursing home. My life's a mess. I don't know if God will have me back. I said, sir, you think God opened the door, beckon you in, and slam it in your face? He said, no. I said, neither do I. Amen. In about 2 minutes, that old man, God's coming in that car. Amen. Feel that man. Amen. Glory to God, boy. Saved him. Amen. No, Brother Herman Kent's leaning there in long legs as a flying out that car door. Amen. Two cars backed into one another down in the parking lot. Amen. But God's doing something. Amen. Statistics says it's impossible that that man backslid, 70-something years old. The odds are he'll never come to Christ. God laughs at impossibility. Amen. Listen. Amen. If I believe, amen, if we believe what God said, amen, we won't have the same mind as everybody else a lot of times. Come on. Listen, everywhere you look in this Bible, amen, when folks have done the impossible, it's because they believe God. Amen. When you go in and check in the Campanile, amen, down there, I mean, everybody knows that giant over there is the biggest thing, and ain't nobody or nothing going to do anything with old Goliath, amen, except a little shepherd boy named David, amen, who's come down to that camp, amen, and he's got another opinion. Amen, come on. Listen, I'm telling you, we believe God. We won't be like the rest of, amen, a lot of oppressing Christianity. Come on with me. Amen. Who really don't believe half of what God said, no how. Amen. But amen. He's a amen. If you believe, amen, look at here, Zacchaeus. Amen. Look at here, Jairus. If you believe, amen, you just believe, sir. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. I want my heritage, don't you? Amen. Not for selfish reasons. I want it because I need it. I want it because the world needs it. Amen. If the church don't get its heritage back, the world's had it. Come on with me. Amen. Listen to that 9 or 10 minute pleading. Amen. Of Brother B.H. Clendenin, when he's fixing to leave this world, was he pleading with that church, amen, to get back to God and let God once again work through that church, amen, put aside, amen, fleshly abilities and look to God and believe God and let God supercharge that church again. Amen. Woo! Glory! Amen to God. If God, amen, hallelujah, touches us and ministers through us, it won't be like the rest of that world. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry, I know. I want to look, but I'm going to just follow the Holy Ghost here. Amen to God. Listen, amen. David just said, just who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. I can tell you, having the heritage of God in your life, amen, makes you act and react different to other folks. Amen. Come on. Listen. Just who's that man think he is over there? Amen. Listen. The problem was, amen, that most of those in the camp of Israel who professed to know Jehovah didn't have a clue about who he was. They had no experience with him. Amen. They were religious, but they did not belong to God like they should. Come on. David, amen, come on. He's a servant of God. Amen. It ain't the first time David's run into this kind of thing. He's run into that lion, amen, that's trying to steal the sheep. Amen. And listen, the God of heaven that David knows, amen, hadn't left him alone when the lions come. Amen. But he's come on him. When he come on him, David knows all of a sudden, amen, that David wasn't able to do anything, suddenly becomes able to do anything. Come on. Amen. Come on. I said to that person that said didn't have no ability at all, suddenly has ability beyond, amen, mortal ability. Woo! I want to tell. Amen. We don't have something besides, amen, mortal ability. We don't have a thing to offer this world. Amen. I offer you Christ. Amen. Plus nothing, minus nothing. I want to tell you, if we got Christ, we got everything that we need. You'll never run into a problem too big. Amen. As long as we walk with God. Amen. Listen, I read to you out of Isaiah 50. Amen. Now listen, I want us to look quickly out of Isaiah 54. Amen. Out of Isaiah 43. Amen. If you sum these two up, what can you surmise? Amen. He said that nothing is going to be able, amen, to stand against you. I think I read, amen, the other day about Joshua's charge. What God told Joshua. He said, no man, amen, can stand before thee. My.
Amen. My, I want to tell you what else God said. Amen. He said, ain't no devil can stand there either. Come on. I know. Amen. No matter what they are. Amen. I can tell you, if we'll walk with God, can't anything stop you or I, amen, from the will of God. Woo! Except what we let. Come on. If we let it happen, it is sure to happen. Oh, Ahab asked that old prophet, said, amen. Look here. Amen. So who's going to be the one? He said, amen. You're going to be the one, Ahab. Come on. Hello. We're the one. God's given us the promise. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. But listen, if we're going to see, amen, God, but we're going to have that heritage, we're the one going to have to make up our mind. Amen. The Sunday school lesson this morning was about a group of daughters. There's no men left in the family. And they're fixing to divide the inheritance of Israel up. Amen. In Canaan. Amen. If they'd have just left it that way and done what probably was told them, you can go marry somebody and have part of theirs. Amen. But they didn't buy into that. They said, no, we don't think that's the way it ought to be. They had courage. Amen. Because they thought they knew what was right. And God went along with them. Hello. Come on. But they had to stand up. Amen. They had to come by faith. Come on, Brother Joe. If you don't. If we, amen, will not, amen, take what somebody says, but I'll take this book. I want to have what God, amen, wants in my life. Amen, I don't matter what anybody says. Amen, I'm going to stand by faith. I'm going to see God. God, hallelujah. Woo! My, I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, we need more. Amen. It ain't blind faith. We need more of that faith that can see. Amen. David's got a whole different revelation than that whole valley down there. Amen. They all think he's crazy. Amen. They think he's a lunatic. They think he's an impudent, amen, little kid, you know, and kid brothers and kid sisters. And you know how that goes. Go back and take care of them few sheep. I'm glad David didn't let that bother him. Hello. Amen. That's all right. Maybe them few sheep. But I know more about what's going on down here in this valley than you folks do. Amen. Ah, amen. You see, God had to go get that little fella looking after them few sheep to come down there to that valley. Amen. Had to find him somebody. Amen. That's willing to, amen, believe God rather than believe everything man says. And believe what his eyes see and what his ears are hearing. Hello. David's walking to the beat of another drummer. Amen. He's done had an experience. That lie's done roared at him. Amen. And the Spirit of God's come. I said the lion's roared and the Spirit of God's come by. Amen. Oh, and when the Spirit of God come by, amen, he fixed that lion up like he should have been done. Hello. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he'll do it every time. Amen. That we'll give him that opportunity. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Amen. Come by. Amen. Give me the victory over the enemy of my soul. Amen. Let me have courage, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Let me have that courage to rise up. Amen. In faith. Amen. Not look at what the devil is, but look at who God is. Amen. Hallelujah. That bear done come. Amen. He stands there and he tells Saul his experience. Shucks that old armor that Saul put on him, making him look like a clown. I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's modern day mess. If you let them get a hold of you, they'll make you look like a clown. Amen. They'll make you look like an idiot. Amen. Come on. Amen. David said, ain't proved none of this business. He said, but I tell you what I have proved. I proved it by putting my trust in God. Amen. God don't need anything but what I already have. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. Hey, Moses, what's that you got in your hand? Just an old dead stick, sir. That's enough. Amen to God. Throw it on the ground. Amen to God. Listen, that's all God said. Amen. Hey, disciples, what's you got? Amen. We got five loaves and two little fishes. That'll be good enough. Give them to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. My, what a heritage. Amen, that God has given His people. Amen. I got to quickly try to cover it over. I want to lay the foundation. Understand something. Amen. If you and I give up, amen, we'll lose before we ever get started.
Amen. It's bad to lose out the gate before you ever get the first step done. Some folks done give it to the devil. Amen. Before they can get out the door. Hello? That ain't the will of God. I'm going to say that again. That is not the will of God. Amen. The will of God, we should prosper as our soul prospers. And it's God's will that our soul prosper. Amen. I know TBN says it's God's will that your bank account prospers. Amen. And I'll say what Peter said to Simon, thy money perish with thee. Amen. Come on. A lot of people are going to let it carry them just as square to hell as they can get. They putting their trust in the wrong thing. Amen. Come on. Some people got their religion, but they don't have an experience with God. Amen. Come on. I heard Brother Watchman Nee. He's in the confrontation. Amen. With the Plymouth Brethren. Amen. Who loved his ability to exposit Scripture. Amen. I mean, he's in that Bible day in and day out from many hours in the day. Amen. If you ever read behind the True Watchman Nee, amen, sermons, you see that he's a deep, amen, preacher. Amen. He's deep in the Word of God. Amen. But they rebuke him because he goes and sees Brother Sparks. Brother Austin T. Sparks, who they removed from their ranks because he disagreed with them about healing, divine healing. Amen. Brother Sparks believed, amen, the divine healing was, amen, the gift of God to the believers, the children's bread. Amen. The Plymouth Brethren believed that sickness was sent from God to correct man. Amen. At times I can agree with one side that God allows things to come. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. God can find ways of correcting us. Amen. But I can tell you, I read by His stripes where He healed. Amen to God. And He wasn't just talking about, amen, spiritual healing. He's talking about physical healing. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. But they didn't like Him. Amen. They had separated from Him because He wouldn't stay away from Brother Sparks. Brother Sparks died in 1961. Amen. Wrote a little book called The School of Christ. Brother David Wilkerson published it. Amen. Back in the 60s or the 70s in the Refiner's Fire. One of those, right about the time he published the Refiner's Fire 2 editions. Amen. And so, amen, they said they got on to Brother Nee. And Brother Nee looked at them and said, amen, you, amen, glory and gloat in your scriptural exposition ability. Amen. But he said, when you stand in front of the demoniac, amen, when you stand in front of the devil possessed, you better have something more than an ability, amen, to exposit Scripture. You better have some real faith, and you better know who your God is. Woo! The seven sons of Sceva. Amen. They're going to exercise the demons in a. Amen. Come on. And the young man, what did they do? We adjure you by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. And them demons, what did they do? They come out and they tore up them old men, them seven sons of Sceva, ripped their clothes off, run them out of the place. Come on, my Brother Joe. They didn't need. They didn't have faith. They didn't have the heritage of God. They was trying by religion to do what can never be done except by the Spirit. Oh, Galatians, are you so foolish? Even to think that what's begun in the Spirit, you can make it perfect in the flesh. Can't be done. Let me hurry. Amen. Heritage, that which is allotted, a possession, property, a portion, a peculiar right. Amen. Listen. Amen. I can tell you, I want to apply to believers. Amen. To spiritual Israel and God's peculiar possession. Amen. My. I can tell you, when we belong to God, amen, and we love God like we're supposed to, and we believe God, amen, there is an impartation from God, come on, amen, of His spiritual blessing. His Word and His promises are yea and amen to them that believe. Now, Brother Joe, clarify something real quick here. Not to them that say they believe. Amen. The world is full of them kind of folks. But to them that believe. Come on, there's a lot of folks said they believe. Amen. Jairus believed God. If he hadn't, that daughter had still been dead. Come on. Amen. Come on, my brother. How you know he believed God? I know he believed God because he went down there and he got right in the front of the, right in the middle of that town, and he done what he knows is going to cost him his little position. Come on. He's no longer going to be a ruler of the synagogue. Amen. Why? Because he's fixing to kneel out there in front of Jesus, the one that they don't like.
Amen. They're religious, but they don't know who he is. They hate him. They think he's a usurper, usurping God's position. Amen. The Father, they don't know who he is. And Jairus gets down and worships him in front of everybody. Amen. Why? Because he knows, amen, that he's from God. And he knows that daughter, amen, come on, if she don't have some help, amen, from somebody better than a man, amen, she's gone, amen, to God. Oh, hallelujah. So he bears it all. Amen. He throws it all down. Oh, I neglect myself. I deny myself. And I honor Christ.
Oh, did it pay off? Indeed it did. Amen. Was Jairus testing over? No. He said, my daughter's grievously ill. Would you come? Amen. And pray for her. Jesus said, I will. Here they go. They start on that journey. Amen. While they're going back through town, a little widow been living there 12 long years. Amen. She's had problems. I mean, she ain't supposed to be out in public. Amen. By the standards of that day. Come on. Listen, there's going to be times you just got to defy. Amen, men, if you're going to have anything from God. Amen. Come on. I said, you got to touch on my heart. You got to overcome everything that's hindering you from getting to God. Amen. And so she hears that Jesus is coming through town. Amen. And it's her one chance. Come on. She don't know how to do my heart. Amen. She spent all she had, and she just got worse. Amen. But here comes somebody that she heard. Amen. That he heals sick folks. He raises the dead. Amen. He casts out devils. Amen to God. Oh, this is my time. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Word of God said Jesus is going. He's got a crowd following him. Amen. And I'm telling you, come on, there's times it's not going to be easy to get to the Lord. It's not because God's hiding somewhere. It's because there's just a lot of things between us and God. Come on with me. Amen. You're going to have to fight your way through. Amen. My way, you know, somebody goes, oh, you don't pray through. I said, whoever said that had never experienced anything in God. You got to pray through over self. Over sin, and whatever else may get between you and God, you've got to pray through over that business. Amen. If I don't, I allow it to hinder me from getting to God, and it keeps me from my heritage. Hello? I want my heritage. Oh, I want what God's got. Amen. Matter of fact, I go more than that. I have to have what God's got. Amen. It's not want. Amen. It's not a little bit of need. I have to have what God's got. I have to have it. I can't make it through this world. We can't be successful, amen, for God, except we have what God's got for us. Amen. Ooh. I have provided, saith the Lord. I have set aside. Behold, it is up to thee to walk. It is up to thee to obey. It is up to thee to believe me, saith the Lord, and to press through the throng that you might obtain that which I have set aside for thee. Behold, in my love have I made available all that you need, saith the Lord. Everything that pertaineth unto righteousness and godliness is set apart for thee, that you might overcome the enemy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So this little lady, she's pressing through that throne. Jesus is a-walking. Amen. And all of a sudden, she said to herself, if I can just get a hold of a rabble, the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of that garment, I know, amen. She didn't say, I think. She didn't say, I hope. Maybe. Amen. She said, I know I will be made whole. Amen. Come on. Amen. We got to do more than think. We got to know. Come on. How you know, Brother Jokos, that book said? That's what I got to know. Amen. Listen, I don't know it in my mind. I know it in my spirit. Amen. That's where faith operates. Faith doesn't operate in the mind. Faith operates in the spirit of a person. Amen. It operates in a deeper place than my mind. Amen. Why? Because faith's got to control my mind. Amen. If it don't, amen, my life can't never be changed. Amen. If my spirit don't control my life, amen, listen, how can God change me? Amen. You see, amen, so she knew in her heart. She's pressing through, and she touched him. Suddenly, Jesus stopped in his tracks. Amen, I can imagine he scared her to death. She's going to sneak out there and get her healing. Come on. And suddenly, Jesus is turning around and going to expose her. Thank God he wasn't exposing her for the wrong reason, but for the right one. Amen.
Who touched me?
Jesus' disciples, I'm sure that they said, they probably looked at him first of all like, what in the world is wrong with you, Lord? Look at all these folks. Jesus said, you don't understand. You just don't get it. He said, it wasn't just a touch. It's how they touched me. Ah, they didn't touch me just with their hand. They touched me with the Spirit. They touched me with faith. Amen. My. And he looks and he seen her. And he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Woo! My. I want to tell you something. I believe you could hunt her up in heaven and ask her this morning. Amen. Are you glad that you did what you did? That you didn't let the devil rob you of your heritage? And she say, yes, a million times over. I'd do it a million more times. The same thing that I done. Amen. Because what I got that morning or that afternoon, whatever time it was, amen, was worth all the trouble and all the pressing. Woo! Hallelujah! It'll be worth everything. It'll be worth it all. Amen. Like Bowen sings, it'll be worth it all. All the troubles and the trials. It'll be worth every bit of it. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to hurry. Let me get one more here. Listen, I want to just go back and look at the heritage. David, God said, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and I will lay thy foundation with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. My. You mean to tell me that God, amen, is willing to do that for us? He's not done yet. Amen. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. My. Come on. Brother Joe, what do you mean? Listen, amen, if we really, God's people, we really believe God, you know what we're going to do? We're going to teach our children. We're going to teach them. But Brother Joe, does that mean that my child will never, I'd never do anything wrong? That ain't what that means. But it will mean something. It will mean they will always know what is right. Hello? And I want to tell you a little secret about that. There's not enough money in the world to buy that right there. We're living in a world that a lot of young people have no clue about nothing. You know why? They've never been taught. They haven't been in part of any heritage that's worth a flip or anything. I thank God that I had a godly heritage imparted unto me. Amen. Whereby, even when I knew wrong, I done wrong, I knew it wrong. Something is nagging at me, amen, in my mind and in my spirit. Come on. Listen, he said, when you rain up a child in the way that he should go, when these old people not depart therefrom. Listen, that simply means that they, no matter how far they go, they'll always know what is right. Amen. Listen, there ain't nothing in this world that you can leave a child better than a conscience that always nags at them about being away from God. Hello? Listen, if they don't have that, then I'm telling you, the restraint for them to stray from God and go and make it to hell is going to be very easy. Amen. But the more that you instill right in them, they're going to have to work harder to go to hell. Come on. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Me and Brother Ronald witnessed to a young man at the prison up here. Amen. Many years ago. Amen. Said he'd never heard a gospel message until he's been thrown in prison. Amen. For committing a heinous crime. Amen. My, that's a horror. Amen. That man can become be a grown young man and never have heard the gospel message in the United States of America. That's criminal. Amen. I understand. Listen, I understand. Amen. Maybe a part of that was on him. Hello? But how many sinner folks, you know, go hunting Christian stations up? Listen, if they get one, it's going to get it by accident. Or they going to get around somebody else that's a play in a Christian station. Thank God for people who are not ashamed to play. Amen. Good, solid preaching amongst their sinner friends. Hello? Brother David Talbert said he's running from God going out to Mississippi to work. And said he went to work as a brick mason helper, and said the old black man that he's working with said, I swore he only knew one song, and it's amazing grace, and he's going to get all day long. Woo! You reckon God had anything to do with that? Hello. Amen. Said I got away from him, went down to the bar. Amen. Sat at the bar, and somebody walked over and put old Pretty Fender on that jukebox and singing, "Wasted Days and Wasted Nights." Amen. Come on. What was it worth, Brother Joe? Amen. That teaching that he had. Amen. Come on. They had put that something in that conscience. Amen. So it's nagging at him. Amen. My, come on, thank God. Amen. For a conscience that'll nag at you. Amen. It'll sure, that's the best thing I know to keep you out of hell. Woo! Hallelujah! I don't want nobody to condemn me. I don't want to feel bad. Amen. I want to feel good all the way to hell. Well, amen, you can. But not by God's will. Amen. Don't hurry. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear from shall not fear and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. And the word terror, amen, hopelessness, amen, and the power of the enemy to destroy you. Come on, Brother Joe. Listen, if I believe God, amen, then I know the devil can't destroy me. Listen, that don't mean in a foreign country or somewhere here that he can't cause me to lose my life for the sake of Christ. Amen. When God talks about that destruction, it's not destruction of the body. It's the destruction of the soul. Hello. Jesus said, "Fear not man, who that after he has destroyed the body, he can do nothing else. But rather, fear God, reverence God, that after he has destroyed the body, can destroy the soul in hell." And he said, "I say unto you, fear ye him." Amen. Listen, God has given us a great... Listen, nothing... Wait, I mean, go read in Romans chapter 8. Amen. Neither height nor depth, principalities nor powers, things present, things come, or any other creature can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What's that saying? God said, ain't nothing that can destroy you. Nothing can take, amen, my love away from you. Nothing. Not a creature that's here, or a substance, or circumstances here, nor one that is to come. Ain't going to make up one. My, let me hurry. Got to read on down. They shall surely they shall gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. God said, listen, God took the children of Israel's enemies down. Many of them they'd never seen. God run people out of the land of Canaan with hornets. Amen. They never saw their enemies, and many of them they never laid eyes on. Talk about a heritage. Amen. Listen, I'm sure when we get to heaven, amen, God's going to probably show us a lot of our enemies that we never laid our eyes on. Hello? That God run them out before we ever got there. Woo! That's out and ground. Amen to God. Listen. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. God said, I've made all those things. Then he goes on and says, here, no weapon. God said, after he's done all those things, then he says, no weapon. No weapon that is formed against you, amen, shall prosper. And every tongue, I like the no and the every. Amen. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I love what Isaiah 43 says. Amen. God said, unto the Lord, I created thee, O Jacob, that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I bought you. Amen. I purchased you. Amen. I have called thee by thy name. Ever have the Lord call you? Ever have the Lord talk to you? Had the Lord call my name one Sunday morning. I mean, so clear, I turned around and hunted him. Whew. Yeah, he said, I've got to take care of my children too, Joe. I knew he was talking. Amen. He's talking very clearly. Amen. I've called thee by thy name. Amen. Listen, and look what else he says here in this passage of Scripture. Thou art mine. I want to tell you something. When you're down in the valley and you're laboring, amen, and the enemy's telling you, amen, that God forsook you, go read that. Amen. God said, you're mine. Amen. You belong to me. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, every time I read that, my mind goes further on back in that Bible. Amen. To a man named Job. Amen. And when he's where God, the Word of God is saying, amen, and sons of God come up to worship, and Lucifer came up also. And God said to him, well, whence cometh thou? He said, I'm going to and fro throughout the whole earth. Have you considered my servant Job? That there's none like him in all the earth. He loveth righteousness and sheweth evil. Oh, yes, I considered him. But you got a hedge around him. Woo! Hallelujah! Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. I own the reap where God pulled that hedge back. Amen. But he never pulled that hedge back without putting that devil on a leash. Come on. I said he never pulled the hedge back without putting a leash on the devil. Amen. You can go this far. That's as far as you can go. Come on. Oh, thank God. That's my heritage. Amen. Hell, he may let him in on you. He may try you at times. What's he going to do? He's going to drive me closer to God. Woo! Amen. When the enemy comes like a flood, amen, what does God say he do? Amen. When the enemy comes, he said, like the comma's there. A lot of people go on and read like a flood. Amen. When the enemy cometh in, comma, like a flood, God said he will lift up a standard. What's God saying? Like a flood, I will come against that devil. Woo! I like that. That's my heritage. Amen. Let me hurry and close this out. I've got to close today. When thou passest through the waters, amen, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. And I'll stop right there for a second. Amen. Jeremiah done the will of God. Amen. He prophesied like God said, and he'd anger some folks. Come on. If you tell the truth, you hold a solid standard for God, and I mean a whole solid standard for God, not be arrogant and hateful and mean. Just don't move. Amen. For that world. Hello? Amen. There's some folks that ain't going to like you. Amen. They despise you without a cause. Amen. So Jeremiah's hated. Amen. Why? Because he's wrote a warning. Amen. A letter to a king by a scribe. And what happened to that letter? Amen. He's in that winter house. And what has he done? He's cut the pages out of that and he's thrown it in the fire. Amen. Well, he hadn't aggravated Jeremiah. He'd aggravated Jehovah. Hello? What'd Jehovah do? He taps Jeremiah on the shoulder and said, get your scribe. I got a few things to say. And he wrote again everything that he had said. Amen. Come on, Jehoiachin. Amen. He wrote it again. And then he added many more things to it. Come on. Ain't nobody going to snub their nose at God. Amen. And get over it and get by with it. It ain't going to happen. Amen. That's this world we're living in that thinks they're going to do that is greatly deceived. Amen. Because he's going to have the last word. Amen. And so because old Jeremiah's been faithful, amen, what did it get him? Well, it got him in a water pit. Stuck him in the mud up to his armpits. Amen. Yes, it's a water pit. And so the rains come. Amen. But God ain't forgot. Amen. About old Jeremiah over there in the water pit. Amen. God knows where he's at. Amen. Matter of fact, God's been over there with him. Hello. Amen. Come on. You read it in the book of Lamentations. Amen. The Word of God said, amen, that when the waters, amen, I was in that pit, he said, the waters went over my head. And when the waters went over my head, I cried unto thee. Woo! And when I cried unto thee, what happened? And thou camest and stood by me and said, fear not. Hey. Glory to God. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. You may wind up in the water pit. Amen. For doing the will of God. Amen. But you won't be there by yourself. Amen. He said, I'll be there with you. God said, you go through the waters. I'm going to be there. Amen. He's in the fire. He's walking in the flames. Amen. He won't forsake us. He won't leave us. Amen. And God tell you, I don't know how Jacob breathed. Amen. One day when I get to heaven by the grace of God, I'm going to ask him, how did it happen? Amen. Just because I'd like to know. Amen. But I don't know if God made the first scuba gear or he just let him breathe. Amen. Gave him a fresh set of gills for a while. Nevertheless, Jeremiah lived. Amen. And a few days, a little while later, amen, God got on an old Ethiopian eunuch. Amen. His name is just the title of Ben-Melech, the servant of the king. Oh, come on. Hell, I'm telling you, he's the servant of a big king. Amen. He done what he wasn't supposed to do. Amen. He's not supposed to go in there and bother that king. Amen. Come on, but he went in anyway. Amen, because God's got it on his heart.
Amen. Would you let me? Amen. Against somebody and go down there and see about old Jeremiah down there in that water pit. It's been raining, you know. Amen. Come on. Brother Joe, just add that in there. Amen. Come on. That king says you can go get him. Come on. I want somewhere in a minute. Listen. Jeremiah. Amen. He goes down. No, Jeremiah's up in the armpits. He lowers some rags down. Amen. Old Jeremiah works him rags. I'm sure they might have had a time. You ever been pulled out of old mud? How it gets a suction? Amen. It's hard to pull something out of mud. Amen. So, amen, old Jeremiah gets him rags worked under his arm. They pull him up out of that pit. Amen. There comes a time, not too many, too long later, amen, that I'm telling you the land is taken over. Amen. And in comes the guard of the king that had overrun the country, and his captain was guard. Amen. I believe it was, can't remember his name right off the bat. Amen. Got one of them long, long, long names. Amen. Hallelujah. He said to him, here's Jeremiah. Amen. And here's that Ethiopian eunuch. Everybody else, most of them, is going into captivity. But he stands there. Amen. And that Jeremiah, the eunuch, he says, the land is before you. Amen. You can come with us back to Babylon, or you can go anywhere that you want to go. Everybody else is going to be in captivity. But the ones that obey God, they have their liberty. Woo! Glory! I read in my Bible, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, I was listening back to a message we put on Wilcox. Amen. Wilkins Radio. Wilkins Radio. Amen. Amen. Talking about Paul and Silas. Amen. When they'd been thrown in that inner prison. Amen. And in the middle of the night, when they could have been, amen, crying the blues. Amen. And having the mully grubs. Amen. They find a way. Amen. Because God's got something in them that can't, the devil can't shut up. They get to having a worship service in the middle of that night. Oh, hallelujah. And it gets so good. Amen. That God shakes the prison open. And amen. All the bars open up. Amen. And the stocks and the bonds fall off. Amen. In runs the jailer. Amen. And says, oh, he's got his sword out. He's going to kill himself. And old Paul says, do yourself no harm, sir. What are you saying, Brother Joe? God takes an impossible, amen, condition, and he turns it into something favorable. Before the morning sun's risen, amen, the jailer and his whole household saved. Amen. Amen. And they notified them folks in that town that they have thrown a Roman, amen, citizen in prison without having the trial. Amen. Come on. Could have got a lot of them their head lopped off. And by the time the morning sun's risen, the day's come. Amen. Oh, Paul and Silas is out of prison, and the heads of the city have apologized. Boy, don't God know how to turn things around? You know what happened to Paul and Silas? They never lost out of their heritage. They knew God's one running the thing. Whatever God allows, He will allow. He allows it for a reason. Amen. What God says is not going to happen. Ain't nobody can do it. Amen. God brought them through horrible situations, but they kept the faith. Listen, the heritage of the saints of God, He never said we wouldn't go through the rivers. Never said we wouldn't go through the fire. You can't find that now. You listen to some of that TBN crowd, and they act like you never had no fire, no rivers, no valleys. Somebody's lying. That book don't say that. I don't care what that book says. It says that God will be there with you. Amen. And when God gets ready for you to get out of the river, amen, you'll be out of the river. Amen. And every time I say that, I can't help but remember what old Brother Lewis said. Said old Lewis went a long ways down that river. He said, one day, there's Jesus standing on the bank. He said, Lewis, you've been in that river long enough now. He said, you need to come on out. Woo! Hallelujah! You had to know Brother Oliver. Amen. I've been years ago when I first started preaching. I've been to a lot of places and preached a few churches here and yonder. And I said, you know that fella, when they find out where I was from, said, you know that fella, amen, carried that bell around in that brown paper bag. I said, yeah, I know that fella. I know him. Amen. I know Brother Lewis real good. Amen. I believe he had the goods. Favorite time of the year was Christmas. He loved it. How you know that, Brother Joe? It was real easy here. He wanted to sing a little house, a little town of Bethlehem. Amen. Beautiful star of Bethlehem. Y'all get it right in a minute, in the middle of the summer.
Emmanuel Christmas. It's fitting God takes him home on Christmas Day. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, sir, this morning for a heritage that, sir, is beyond imagination. For a heritage that is so great, Lord, who would want to trade it for anything else? Lord, who would want to allow the enemy to steal from us? Lord, let us, God, fight the good fight of faith. Lord, realize that we haven't deserved anything, but because of your grace and your mercy and you fought us, the inheritance that we have comes from you. Let us, Lord, then not allow the enemy to steal it. Let us, God, labor that we may keep, God, the faith, that we may defend that which you have given us by your help and your grace and your ability, and that we may overcome, and that we, sir, overcoming, may lead sons and daughters unto Zion, and may bring glory and honor unto you, and that you, being lifted up and glorified, may draw men unto thee. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Prayer is one of the greatest faith builders that all can ever happen. Jude says, building up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm praying this morning. Amen. It was one of them Holy Ghost-filled weeping prayers. Amen. My, my, my. I'm telling you, when God comes by, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He sets things in order. Amen. And the devil can't do anything about it. Amen. Hallelujah. He rolls back. Amen. My God. He rolled them waters back heaps on heaps. Amen. They went across on dry ground. Amen. God's servants, yes, we'll suffer abuse. Amen. We'll suffer persecution. Amen. So did Jesus. Amen. I know we're not better than he is by any chance. Amen. The servant is not greater than his Lord. Amen. But oh, thank God, because of the Lord that I have a heritage. Amen. It's not a losing heritage. It's a victorious heritage. Amen. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He'll defeat the enemy. He'll roll back the powers of darkness. And he'll send a light. Glory to God. He'll have the most. Amen. That's a song. Amen. Larry Henson sings, "There's never been a night too dark or dim. He can't light when I'm alone with him." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That light shines. Amen. The Word of God said Peter's sleeping between them two soldiers. He's chained to them. Amen. The light of God shined in that jail cell. And the angel of the Lord appeared in there and booted old Peter. "Get up." Amen. "Gird yourself. Come with me." Amen. He stood up. The chains fell off. Peter hadn't come to himself real good before he's standing in the street. Amen to God. I'm telling you, that's the same God that you and I serve today. Amen. The same one. Amen. With a amen. One small stone and a sling from a 16-year-old or so lad. Amen. Brought down the greatest fighting man in all of Philistia. Amen. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Amen. By the power of God. Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing. Amen. God takes small things, insignificant things, and he uses them to destroy the enemy. And so much sin that there's no glory on man, but only in God. Hallelujah. Thank God that he has provided for us a means and a way. Hallelujah.